So it was an interesting State of the Nation address last night. Just to summarize, maybe for those who are interested in just getting the gist of it in a short voice note, I think broadly we can probably categorize the various components into comments around international relations, the private sector involvement, obviously growth features quite heavily in that discussion. Crime and legislation and reform. So I'll tackle each of these in turn just very briefly. As for international relations, there were comments around nationalism and protectionism. It was sort of dealt in a very discreet way without mentioning the US by name. But the comment was made that the president feels that we will not be bullied. So obviously not very pleased with the way things are going on that front. Comments around Israel, still standing by where the status quo is at the moment in relation to the International Court of Justice. As it relates to Ukraine, some comments around the UN Charter and our support for peace in the region. Quite a few comments around Africa as well, and how we cooperate with some of the other African countries to promote peace and growth and support each other. Surprisingly, very few comments around BRICS. I think I recorded only one very brief mention of it, so a bit surprising. As for the private sector, that was a big topic, especially as it relates to working together and in particular funding. So a continuation of what we've seen over the last year and a bit in terms of recognizing the private sector's importance in funding many of these initiatives, especially as it relates to roads, water, Eskom and Transnet, more broadly infrastructure really. As for growth, the biggest theme in the SONA, in particular, the president spoke about the poor municipality performances and mentioned that there will be renewed investment into skills and a review of the funding mechanisms for the municipalities, and to ensure a more sustainable model. Some comments around youth unemployment and what can be done to alleviate that, in particular, supporting entrepreneurs and small and medium business enterprises. Comments around poverty and alleviation on that front and how infrastructure can play a role there. President mentioned that 940 billion will be spent on infrastructure over the next 3 years. And that they are looking at a second wave of reforms, especially as it relates to Transnet and Eskom. Education and skills, also important component underpinning the growth narrative. So a lot of being done around, we know the Bella Act, which I'll mention again shortly. But then also skills and development of artisans through the country to underpin the education with the necessary skill development. And then you also mentioned tourism that's picking up nicely. 9 million tourists visiting the country last year. Massive improvements in the visa application process, a sort of a recognition there for the Department of Home Affairs and the things that we've seen go right there. Essentially, 90% of the 300,000 visa backlog problem being solved. And then also on growth, inclusive economy was something that was repeated numerous times, and especially as it relates to women and fair opportunity and pay and gender-based violence. So those are also seemingly key priorities. And then as growth relates to technology and innovation, a lot was said around how technology could be used in the Home Affairs example, as I mentioned, but also in fighting crime and surveillance, as well as the country becoming a data reservoir or data center reservoir, as renewed interest in that space and demand for data centers. Then, as for crime, some talk about state capture and investing more there for some speedy prosecution, better coordination amongst the various agencies. Some talk about firearms and removing firearms from the system seems to be a priority there in the crimes side as well. And then dismantling crime syndicates and SARS involvement in that front. And there was also special mention of SARS's performance around unjustified refunds and good collections, etc. And then in terms of legislation and reforms, as I mentioned, you spoke about the Basic Education Legislation Amendment Act, as well as NHI. So those are being defended and pushing ahead. So interesting, there is something to keep an eye on. And then also around energy reforms is something that is a bit more positive in nature, as to how we can solve for load shedding permanently and promote a more sustainable mix in the future. So that's the quick rundown of the SoNA. Thanks, everybody. Cheers.